Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. So today we are going to talk about interconnection and impermanence. And these are two very important themes I find through all the different styles of traditions of meditation. The first one is how we're all connected. So here's an example. When we have lunch, we don't often think about where our food comes from. We just eat it. We don't think about who grew it and how it got to us, let alone how it's affecting our bodies. So eating can be a form of meditation. From the trip to the grocery store to preparation, plating, and consuming, we can offer moments of concentration, focusing on the task at hand, the texture and fragrance of each item as we purchase and prepare. Can we consider for a moment through an act of gratitude where this food came from before we place it in our mouths, or offer thanks to our bodies for knowing what to do with it? Imagine a meal with that level of interconnectedness, that level of honoring and presence, and see how you feel afterwards. When we meditate, we learn to become more sensitive to the cause and effect of all phenomenon. And at first, we're simply sitting and breathing and listening to the sounds around us and noticing how our bodies feel in the moment. And then something triggers us. Perhaps it's a siren passing by or our foot falls asleep. And suddenly, there's a cascade of responses that the mind and the emotions and the body have in reaction that then trigger behaviors. This subtle form of interconnectedness reminds us of how delicate the balance of life is. And in our race against time or our incessant need to do stuff and fix things and change stuff, which takes us from the moment of experience into a place of distraction and ultimately accumulation of stress. When we meditate, we practice riding the wave of ever-changing phenomenon, noticing how it triggers us, and then consciously choosing to stay present, to focus into the moment, and witness how it consciously changes. This naturally leads us to the idea of impermanence. Every breath we take is a new breath. We never rebreathe the particles of oxygen that we just took. And this constant flow of breath is a metaphor for the cycle of life and death. We breathe in, it's a new moment, a new life, a new opportunity. And when we breathe out, we've transformed that moment and are letting it go, readying for the next breath and the next opportunity to arise. This incredibly minute experience of focusing on the breath in meditation is a way of teaching ourselves to find comfort in the ever-changing flow of life. It shows us the simplicity of letting go and watching for the change rather than struggling against it. While we meditate together today, we'll be refining our ability to stay present with the simplicity of breathing while expanding our awareness enough to notice sensations and all the phenomenon around us to see if we're struggling with it and then focus back into the breath and the body to stay with the change. We're a part of nature, a part of the cycle of life and death, and somehow, through the interest of gaining something from life, we've missed what life has to give. Nature has innate wisdom. We see it in a garden that grows, in the rising of the sun and the moon, the rising and falling of tides. People aren't controlling that natural flow. There's no one necessarily complaining that the sun didn't rise quite in the right spot or the tide didn't fall low enough and something has to be done to fix it. We complain, we organize our lives in opposition to nature, but then we feel the strain of trying to control a life that by its very nature is impermanent and interconnected. Meditating is the training ground for life, how to be in life, with life, in a more fluid, open, curious way that gives us a sense of peace with things as they are. It's what's widely known in meditation circles as effortless effort. In the story of the Buddha, the path of meditation was a way of observing and accepting life in all its forms, and importantly, recognizing our interconnectedness and the state of impermanence that accompanies that life, in order to let go of struggling and to find some ultimate peace in that letting go. Today, most people I encounter are looking for a way to let go and find a sense of peace with their lives. By sitting on a cushion and meeting themselves on their current road to life, and by observing where they struggle and how to let go, the journey of life becomes one of constantly flowing sea of possibilities met wholeheartedly for our time here on earth. And all that by simply sitting still, breathing, and finding our own natural flow. So with that in mind, let's all find a comfortable place to sit for our meditation today. Have your back supported if you like, and your hands resting in your lap, your feet grounded on the floor or cross-legged. Just settling into the space around you, noticing what you're sitting on and how it feels, and make sure that you're comfortable to begin with. And then begin with three cleansing breaths, inhaling deeply through the nose and exhaling, blowing as slowly as you can out of the mouth like you're blowing on a candle flame. We're going to do this three times. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling nice and slow. One last time. Good. And now let your breath go in and out of your nostrils, just noticing the temperature of the air as it flows in through the nose and the changes as it flows back out. Each breath has something new and different, but they're connected through the flow. And allow your mind to track that flow by saying to yourself, inhale as you breathe in, and exhale as you breathe out, just repeating this silently, letting the mind follow the natural flow of breath and allowing the thinking mind to label what you witness. This really helps you focus on the moment and the task at hand. Inhale and exhale. And you can use this tool anytime you notice that your mind is wandering and you need to come back to the present moment. Just point your mind towards the breath and label it as you experience it. And now allow your mind to move down into the soles of your feet so you can get in touch with the body, how you're grounded, by feeling the feet through your mind. And then moving up into the ankles, and then further up into the shins and the calves, up into the knees, the thighs, letting your legs be heavy and supporting you. Moving into the low back, the floor of the pelvis, the low belly, the hips, and softening everything from the inside out, a way of learning to let go of struggling with your own body here in the moment. Lengthening the spine as the mind moves up into the middle back, the ribs, further up into the chest and armpits. Feeling the tips of the shoulder blades slide down the back and tuck in like wings while the heart rises and softens and opens. The collarbones spread wide. The shoulders drop to the elbows and the elbows to the wrists and fingertips. Lowering the chin slightly, softening your jaw, the teeth are parted. The eyes roll down and the mask on the face releases. Again, learning to let go of subtle inner tension. Feel the scalp and the hair and the back of the neck and allow the crown to lift towards the sky. Letting the mind move out into awareness as big as the sky, able to observe everything. All the phenomenon happening both within and outside of you. And as you sit and breathe today, you can bring your wandering mind back to any point in the body or to the simple act of inhaling and exhaling. Just knowing that it's fluid, impermanent, and interconnected at the same time. Notice if your mind has wandered. Take a deep breath, calling your mind back to the inhale and the exhale, naming the breath a couple of times and settling back into the body, the legs, the hips, the back, the belly, the jaw, and the crown. Reacquainting yourself with the present moment and then expanding back out into that big sky awareness. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. Today we're meditating on impermanence and our interconnectedness through breath and the body, and an appreciation of everything that's happening and unfolding moment by moment. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels, adjusting, lengthening, softening, letting go. Notice your state of mind. If it's all ready to race, draw it back into the breath as you inhale up your back and exhale down the front of the body a few times, just making a circle along the spine. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. And remembering this week as you go along that you can bring your meditation practice to life anytime, in a meal, in a conversation, or just observing life, noticing where you struggle and allowing yourself to let go. This is Lori Kahn, and you've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. Thank you for listening, and I'm wishing you peace along your way.